M0TR, W2G.
W2TM0TR. Oh, Rusty, I got all the fans going, and I'm telling you, it's 97 degrees here, just leaving a doctor's appointment.
Well, it's showing 90 degrees over here on my thermometer on the car, and I just left the house for the first time today. I got to run out to the grocery store and pick me up some more vegetables to add to my vegetable beef soup I'm making today.
Some oxtails yesterday and Ingles. $11.98 a pound for our cow tail. Arg.
Taking the remains of the pot roast that I did the other day. I've got some potatoes and carrots and onions that was in the pot roast and some of the juice. And I'm going to use some of the juice and add a can of beef broth to it. And add some other vegetables. Go find me some corn and maybe some butter beans and something else to throw into it. And cook it back up as a pot of vegetable beef soup. And then I'll have soup for a couple of days. So, you know. And people say you shouldn't eat hot food in hot weather. But I eat hot food in hot weather and it seems to keep my body temperature down a little bit.
I agree with you, and I love vegetable soup, and I love stew, homemade. We're going to stop by Aldi's, of course, on the way back, and unfortunately, Walmart. Doctor was a little bit late getting in there this morning. It was just a follow-up appointment on my MRI, and everything looked good, as you can expect, so pretty happy with that report.
My doctor a week ago, and it was my 6-month checkup, and he said everything was looking good. You know, he said I wasn't diabetic. He said a little high on one area, but everything else is well below where it needed to be, so that was good. So I'm not on the thing of getting diabetic and things like that, so. You know, it's a case of watching. He did say I need to get a little bit less carbohydrates in my diet, a little less bread and potatoes and things like that, you know. So I'm going to try to follow that, but, you know, it's kind of hard to do that when you're going to have soup and sandwiches sometimes. It's just a different thing altogether, you know.
Exactly. Like Bernice was sitting here and she said that's exactly what they told me also.
Hi, Rusty.
Bernice. And well, y'all be careful out there running around in that weather. I mean, Tom is a little bit more susceptible to, you know, getting things bad in this type of weather and all. But anyway, it's just you do what you gotta do and everything else. So. Oh, but like I said, it's showing 90 degrees on my thermostat right now. Where'd you have to go down to Anderson to see the doctor, Tom?
No, sir, this was a urologist, the prostate doctor. And by the way, he's a retired, not retired, but he was a flight surgeon in the United States Navy and P3 Orion. Really a nice guy. I was asking him about his education one time, how many years he was getting out of school. I said, my nephew got out of school and when he was 27 years old, he said, well, by the time I completed my residency, he said, I was 35 years old. I couldn't take it that long. Of course, the residency is not as bad as going to school, I don't think. I got a text from Mike. He was in Dubai in the highest hotel in the world there. On the 152nd floor, and he said it was 107 degrees there in the United Arab Emirates. And I told him, guess what? It's just about that today in South Carolina.
Yeah, but they say that's dry heat out there, so it's not as bad. You could fool me. and all. But that, it's just like the people say, you go out to the Midwest in the desert out there and it's dry heat, and it doesn't feel as bad as the heat here when it gets up to these high temperatures. And I tell them, phooey, and all. Hot is hot, and you deal with it. And residency, from what I've talked to a few doctors about their residency, they spent more hours on duty than when they were in school going through classes and studying. They'd spend more hours on duty doing things that were tougher to handle than, and then still had to keep up with some studies while they were being residents. So it's all in how you look at it, Tom.
Mobile. I don't know if you're mobile or not, Rusty, but you got that right. Those are very special people. I don't know how they do it, but they do. But it, like I said, Mike went to school till he was 27. I thought he was going to become a professional student, but it sure did pay off, I'll say that. I asked him how much that hotel cost in Dubai. I haven't got an answer yet, but I bet it'd scare you to death. Of course, he ain't paying for it. Some company he's working for is.
And I am mobile for another minute or here until I get over here to the Publix. And it's probably kind of like that hotel in downtown Greenville right now. The special one, that new one they built downtown, that's in season, is $500 a night. So, you know, it's all in how you view it and who's paying the bills and that type of thing as to where you stay and whether they want to take care of you real good or they just want to put you up someplace to sleep. And then you go from there. But anyway, I only got a Tennessee Hyundai Tucson in front of me. So, but I'm turning and he's going straight. Anyway, Tom, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s because I'm about ready to pull in here to the Publix and go get my groceries and then go back to the house and take it easy for the rest of the afternoon. I'm going to wait till late this evening. I got to go spray some weeds with some weed killer, and I'll do that when it gets later on into the day so it's a little bit cooler. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Tom. You and Bernice, be careful out there. N0TR, W2T, 7-3s for now.
Okay, Rusty, nice to hear you this morning. And the daughter down here just got a new Hyundai Santa Fe. And, you know, you don't even have to have a key for that sucker to get in it and turn the ignition on. All you got to have is your cell phone. Getting pretty amazing out there. I guess it's because they had so many of them stolen. I don't know if that was Kia's or Hyundai. Anyway, we're right in front of the Greenville County Courthouse. Talk to you later. W2T and 0TR, Cliff.
KL4LEO.
How you doing today?
4LEO Global on an HT. Last time I talked to you, I don't know if you remember, but I had a loud squeal in my every time I tried to transmit. Over.
Well, you know, and quite a few years back, they called that a Roger beep. Like, they had that built in on CB radios. And K4SUG used to tell people how to take that out. And that's what it sounded like, Jim. It sounded like DTMF tone, you know, your dual tone multiplex. Tone, and it'd come on every time you start to transmit, but it's not there. And Ray said you could take it out in the menu of the JSU radios if that happens to be what it is.
I figured out what the issue was. It's a CTSS tone or something like that. But anyways, I turned it off, and now it seems to be working. But this is an HT, a Yaesu 60R that I bought secondhand from the Brars Club. They were having a fire sale, and just got it up to run it again, and it seems to be doing okay.
Well, it's more than okay, Jim. It's just about full quieting as you can get on this repeater. And usually I can tell immediately if it's an HT, and in reality I cannot.
So how's Bernice doing these days?
She's right here with me. We just went to a doctor's appointment, follow-up for an MRI, and then headed back home via Aldi's and Walmart, of course.
Hope all goes well. I'm out to do some Meals on Wheels work this morning, so I got to cut it short here, but I just wanted to see how you're doing and see how my HT was working.
Hey, Jim, I was thinking about you the other day, and it was talking about using quantum physics in addition to the inertial navigation systems. So they won't have to use GPS because they're starting to jam the GPS frequencies on airliners quite often now. So that was a very interesting article on that.
My generation of guys were prior to GPS coming online. We didn't have that in the jet we were flying. We had three inertial nav systems that talked to each other, and so we had to spend a few minutes on the ground aligning them, and then they would degrade over time. But that's an interesting article, because make people, especially airliners, a lot more safety factor there in the kind of world we're in today.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it would be double redundancy, and I didn't know they could jam GPS stuff that easily. And they were talking about the Russians. They've launched two nuclear devices to disable the satellite system if necessary. I'm sorry to hear that. But, yeah, we had inertia on the P3, Jim, and you had to align them. And then if, like in the South China Sea and that, if we flew over a certain island, of course, I was back in the tube. But the navigator had a big glass screen there. They had a map on it, and they had a crab on it, they called it. And that's where you were. And when you flew over a physical place where he could realign that, he'd push a couple of buttons and realign it, and it was back on track if it had drifted.
That was back in the days when I first started. We were doing celestial navigation and DR navigation. That was what the navigator and the boom operator did. And boom shot the sextant for the nav and gave him the numbers he needed, shooting the stars. And then the other systems were supposed to be a backup to that. But in SAC, the primary means of navigation was dead reckoning and radar and celestial navigation, because you couldn't depend on the other things working, KO4LAO.
And 0TR. Yeah, we had a sextant go out the top of the fuselage there up front. He had a little bench to stand on, if I remember rightly. And he'd take a sun shot or a star shot, and then they had a drift meter that stuck out the side of the cockpit and could tell you, you know, your variation and what point you were headed for and where you was going to wind up.
Those nav legs, especially at night, and but they got rid of the navigator, and they closed up those windows in the 135. Unfortunately, we had one or two of them fail catastrophically, and that was not a good thing. But they closed them up, and so now it's just a boom operator and three pilots. So we got three officers taking one enlisted guy to work every day.
Okay, Jim, we're in front of Bob Jones University, so I'll let you go. Great talking to you this morning. Yeah, look that up. I just read that the other day, and I think it was on Yahoo News at the time. Works out. They flew the test flight just a few weeks ago of that. Take care, KO. Excuse me, I got a peppermint in my mouth. KO4LAO and 0TR, 73, Jim.
73 to you and to Bernice as well. 0TR, KO4LAO, clear.